You know, think about it, folks. Think about it. Yesterday, 4 years. 4 years. The executive order that placed the COVID positive patients into nursing homes. And the ripple effect it had, the thousands of seniors. And again, you know, you think about the surviving family members. You know, they were never allowed to visit. They were never properly allowed to grieve their loved ones. And 4 years, and again, where are the results? Where are the results of the investigation? You know what's amazing? Tish James and Alvin Bragg, right? Is Tish James doing anything about this? I mean, she is so hell-bent on getting Donald Trump behind bars, it is not to be believed. And Alvin Bragg, you know, his MO is, you know, listen, the four thugs who beat up those police officers and basically took off Arizona, greener pastures, then the thought process comes in with Bragg. Oh, we're going to get him. We're going to get him. Yeah, 3 days after the fact. But he's so hell-bent on putting Trump behind bars with the hush money and everything else, the payments, Stormy Daniels and everything else. That's prior one. Alvin Bragg. Prior one for Tish James. But the residents, apparently they don't matter. They just don't matter. And Senator Patera's right. And we say it all the time on this show. Elections matter. One party rule is destroying mankind. It is. I mean, listen, I hate to sound so dramatic, but it really is. And after yesterday, folks, a 31-year-old cop was shot and killed, a career criminal. I mean, come on. A married father of a 1-year-old boy was shot in the stomach, and a 34-year-old, the passenger, in a car. When the cops approached this car, it was parked in a bus lane. This piece of garbage pulled out a gun and shot Jonathan Bill. 3 years on the force. He fell to the ground and screamed that he'd been hit. And he still had the mindset after Rivera was shot by Dilla's partner of taking the gun out of his hands. Can you imagine that? Unbelievable. What an act of heroism. You know, Hasty and Stuart Cousins are never going to say anything about the heroism involved with Jonathan Dill. They're never going to say that. Never. Never in a million years. He got the gun away from Rivera when the weapon fell to the ground. Dying. 21 prior arrests. 21. 21 arrests, man, I'll tell you. 21 arrests. He was released from a New York prison in 2021 after serving 5 years behind bars for criminal possession of a controlled substance. Parole in that case, by the way, ended last year. He served another stint in prison. That was in 2011. Over a first-degree assault charge before being released in 2014. The other guy was arrested on gun charges last April. But guess what? Out in the street. Out in the street. He was charged with second-degree criminal possession of a weapon and other related charges. Not a crime problem, but a recidivist problem, according to Eric Adams, of the arrest of this other guy, Lindy Jones, who's in that car. He was the driver. Not a crime problem, but a recidivist problem. Really? Okay. Brilliant words of the mayor of what used to be the greatest city on the planet. And by the way, you know, between these two, 35 prior arrests. 35. 35! Jones had 14 priors. He was convicted of attempted murder and robbery in 2003. Served 10 years and was released. Wow. I mean, what do you say to this? What do you say? What do you say? And the bail stuff and the conversations. It's an ongoing nightmare. Catch and release. Raise the age. Elder parole. What are we talking about here? What are we talking about? Why are these two guys out in society? 35 prior arrests. Why? Police officers still want to defund them? Still want to cut budgets? Still wondering why there are no recruits? So why the... Wonder why the academy is light? Who wants to be a cop? Talk about it all the time with Joe Jaglone. All the time. Why would you want to be a cop? You're not loved. You're not embraced. Nobody cares. All of a sudden, we have a notion now, let's send National Guardsmen down to the subway. Now we're going to have the fare beaters. You know, let's keep in mind the fare beaters, so I'll put another 800 cops in the subways. That's the mindset from yesterday. What about keeping dangerous people out of society? I mean, you know, common sense. If somebody's arrested 21 times, Do you really think, I mean, honestly, do you really think rehab is in play here to solve that person's psyche of putting them on a better path? Really? 21 arrests. You know, there's something what's called a career criminal, folks. Career criminal. You know what a career criminal is? Somebody who is a criminal. Ongoing. No change is in order. A career criminal should not see the light of day. Sorry. Between these two, 35 prior arrests. Weapons, drugs, assault. I mean, come on. New York, only one of maybe one or two states that allows this to happen. Because judges have a mantra of not trying to determine based on our lawmakers. Of incarcerating people because they may deem it to be dangerous. We're not allowed to have that thinking with a judge. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That one-year-old, 1 year of age, one. His son, one. How many more times are we going to talk about this? How many more times before, you know, folks, it comes down to this. If we don't change, we're never going to get better. We never will. I mean, Matera's right. Go back to the 80s. Stop and frisk and everything else. You know what? Enough is enough. People have to go. They cannot be reelected. They are killing us all. As far as what a society is. If people would do their jobs properly, Jonathan Dillon would be alive this morning. Would be. But we got to figure it out, man. I mean, really. It's not all about trying to get Donald Trump off the ballot right now. It's about getting guys like Rivera and Jones, keeping them locked up. They're no good. They're rotten. They're rotten. They're garbage. If we don't change, we got nothing. Honestly, man, we got great people here. We got great representatives here on the island. I mean, really good representatives. And then, let me tell you, not all Republican. There's some good Dems out there. You know, I'm telling you, they're good people. We talk to them. But if the hierarchy is bad, they got to go. There's no saving. 4 year anniversary COVID. Squatters have more rights than you or I. Really? You can break into somebody's home and, you know what, have a cup of coffee, watch some television on a 60 inch, take out the nice cold cuts. Guess what? You got rights. You got rights. How crazy is that? How crazy is that? Four years yesterday and not a word, not a peep. Where's the investigation, Tish? What are we doing? Where's the investigation? And yeah, we've had Melissa DeRosa on. Longtime aide to Cuomo back in the day. We've had her on. There was wrongdoing there. You know, the cover up, not disclosing the information properly, didn't want the backlash from the Trump administration. We get that. But not a word yesterday. Kathy Hochul, my goodness. What an absolute disaster. Come before the cameras yesterday. You know what? Today marks a very solemn day in our history. Not a peep. Nothing. Zero. And, of course, what's going on with the schools? just not enough money to go around. You know, when you're throwing around a, you know, a $240 million budget, give or take, $240 billion budget, folks. I guess there's not enough money. There's not enough money there to take care of our schools and our kids properly. You know, that's been the one area where you never would think of messing around with the numbers and everything else. The one area, it's been a constant. Foundation aid, we talk about it all the time. But it's been a constant. Never had to worry with past budgets and everything else. But you know what? We're in a different ballgame now. You know, we got to take care of our migrants that have come here for all the freebies. You know, the tablets, the attorneys, the food, the housing. I mean, you know, come on. Schools, you know, put them in. Listen, we got people to take care of. So let's forget about our own people. Discard them completely. You know, let's raise everybody's property taxes. Let's get rid of teachers. What have we come to? What have we come to? And today is what? March 26th. By the way, you got the networking event tonight. Everybody get out there if you can. It'll be a lot of fun over at the airport. But on this March 26th day, we have primaries coming up in June. 3 months. Not far. And we've got the most important election of a lifetime. And I'll tell you, I see these glib ads of Joe Biden last night. As I was watching The Bachelor, yes, I was watching The Bachelor. I got sucked into it. I kid you not. I'll talk about that tomorrow. But watching these Biden ads right now, I mean, I tell you the truth, I don't think we can sustain 4 more years. I really don't. Not the way this thing's going. It is a mess. You know, and we have the authority to make a change. 9 out of 10 times, it doesn't happen, though. Doesn't happen. And we suffer for it. And guess what? Anybody with a pulse this morning, a pulse, is suffering today. Anybody. Anybody with feelings. Anybody who has emotion. Anybody with a heartbeat should be feeling it this morning of how our government is failing us on every level. Failing. On the national level, state level, local level. And the state level especially today. I'm feeling it. We're feeling it. We should be feeling it. We should be angry. The terror's right. Make a phone call. Write a letter. Send an email. I'm disgusted today. Absolutely disgusted. Too much Trump news. And too little news over the important issues. It's disgraceful. It's absolutely disgraceful. It really is. I'll see you tomorrow at 6.